And here's Jeff Brown. Brownie, good to see you.
How are you guys?
Everything's great. First of all, thanks for being out here and being a part of Folds of Honor. It really is amazing what they do.
Unbelievable. What a great charity. My daughter, Jenna, she's been giving back and helping out a little bit, and that's how we kind of got involved in this, and my son, Logan, as well. So it's what a great charity, and to take care of the people that take care of us is just phenomenal.
How did you first get involved with Folds of Honor?
Well, my daughter, you know, kind of talked to my son again, Logan, and I, and just kind of, you know, what a great charity. And she's been a giver her whole life, and said, you know, and you know the guys that we used to play with back in the day. I mean, this stuff is easy. This is the good stuff. This is why we play and be a part of things and help out the community.
And Brownie, it's amazing how hockey never ends now, does it, with Logan? And he wanted to be here today, but he's doing hockey stuff, right?
Yeah, he's down actually with Clayton Keller in Arizona. They got something going on down there where he couldn't make it back. But us old fat guys, we're gonna fill up the foursome and have a little fun today.
Okay, so who is the best golfer out of your foursome today?
You know what? I haven't played with Bernie in a while, but Jax is a hell of a player. You know, but Bernie's a good player too. You know, I was thinking about what foursome, and I was thinking of guys that were pretty good hockey players and pretty good golfers at the same time, and I never even thought of Bobby Gassoff, who, not that he was a bad hockey player or golfer, but like, he's an American hero, right? Being a Navy SEAL for all those years and giving to our country and keeping us safe. I mean, that's the special stuff, so we're really happy to have Bobby with us today.
Jeff Brown has had so much success coaching youth hockey, and the Blues alumni does an amazing job. And you were telling me when we were off the air, now you've got, can we call it kind of a quasi-general manager role? Is that the way it works?
Yeah. Yeah, AAA hockey, the alumni way before me started it. And we brought it to basically a peak there with that 96, 97, 98 team. You know, that draft year where we had five first-rounders, and the following, I guess, 2 years later, Brady was a fourth overall. So we just kind of had left, and things were not where they used to be, and they'll never be, because that was just so special. But we just want to make sure that, you know, we're doing things right and doing the right thing for the kids and the family, more importantly, and just trying to develop skill and develop hockey players and getting us back to where we were, and really enjoying it, kind of overseeing all the coaching staffs and you know, talk what's been successful for me as a coach, and just trying to kind of pass it down and helping the guys as best I can.
I want to go back to your son, Logan. You mentioned that he's still doing hockey stuff now. It's a full-time job. Obviously, you played. You're still involved in hockey, so there's a great reference that he has with you. But what's the biggest difference now when you see what he has to deal with while he's playing than what you dealt with when you were playing?
Well, it's so easy. I mean, in the summertime, it was golf and beer and cigars and having fun and getting in shape at camp. But now it's a year-round job for these guys. It's just incredible, the speed of the game. And you know, I remember his first game when he got called up, and my friend Grant Ambley was nice enough to put me in the second row, and to see the speed, like, I hadn't been down there in years, and to see the speed of this game now is just truly incredible. I mean, they're all great athletes, and if you're not, you know, 9% and fast, you just can't play.
Well, that's the amazing thing, is that you guys used to finish practice at Brentwood, and right after practice, it was down the street to the train wreck, and then you moved out to Chesterfield.
Don't tell all our secrets.
But then please do.
It was literally, I mean, you couldn't do 9% if you were a Blues player at that point, right?
We had too much fun.
That's the thing. That was going to be my point, is observing you guys back in the 90s, and then observing athletes in general today. There's a lot that has changed, but you guys had so much fun.
Yeah, no, and what a group of guys, too. Like, all kind of young, single, you know, Hully and Oatsy and Shanny and Nelson Emerson, Cujo. I think the only guy married back then was Garth Butcher, my partner. But he liked to have more fun than anyone. So, no, we did everything, and Tracy Lovaz and Susie Matthew had us in the community all the time, and we loved it. We loved it, and that's why a lot of us are back here. I mean, this was my favorite place to play, and favorite fan base, and that's why we live here now.
Were you in the rotation to make sure that Hully got to practice, by the way?
Yeah. Everybody drive by Hully's house, make sure his car's gone, right? No, he wasn't that bad now. Come on.
I was going to ask for a story there, but we might not get it.
No, Chaser, it is 30 years later. I could probably tell.
Come on.
Statute of limitations has passed. Yeah. No, Chaser's already brought that up on the show.
Yeah, it's so funny.
I can't believe that it's like that long.
It's amazing.
I got traded here in 94. That's almost 30 years ago. Like, or traded away from here in 94.
Right.
So came back in 2000 and kind of been here ever since.
By the way, that must have been one of, if not the weirdest weeks of your life, right? When you got traded?
Yeah.
Because of everything that was going on with signing Peter Nedved, right? It was Vancouver, and then the Blues, was Janny going to go there?
Yeah.
And they traded you guys back to get Janny back, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And did you realize you were in limbo at that point?
So they, for whatever reason, Ronnie brought in Duchesne and Housley, and, you know, I was coming off my best year of my career. I made the All-Star team, 25 goals, and I'm like, what are you doing bringing all these guys in here? So I kind of saw the writing on the wall a little bit. I didn't know anything as far as concrete back then. It was pretty private. You know, today it seems like everything gets out, you know. But, my wife was at the grocery store, and she was in line, and she heard somebody say, they just traded Jeff Brown. And I had a buddy from Ottawa that was down. We were playing golf, and I was at the turn, and that was before cell phones. So I called Mike Caruso up. I said, are you hearing anything? He goes, no, it's pretty quiet. I said, well, so I hung up, and I told the pro, I said, if you hear anything, you know, come and tell me, because I don't want to be stuck on the golf course, you know. Come and tell me and bring beer. So we're walking off the tee or the green on 17, and here comes the head pro So that's how I found out I got traded.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. And then your wife already heard at the grocery store. It's amazing how
she
information.
She left all her groceries right there and just ran home because she knew how upset I'd be.
Oh,
right?
Wow!
I didn't want to leave. And then it actually turned out unbelievable because we went to the finals against the Rangers.
Right.
With Vancouver, and that was, you know, what a run that was. But, you know, never wanted to leave here. This is the one place of all the times I got traded that I didn't want to get traded.
Yeah. Wow. Well, glad you're back. Well, I want to ask you about this year's Blues. They take the Colorado Avalanche to 6 seconds before overtime in Game 6. Obviously, Colorado hoists the cup last night. What do you think about the Blues and where they're at right now?
Well, that nucleus is, I mean, we saw what they could do 3 years ago, and it's still together, and you know, if Binnington doesn't get hurt, you never know what could have happened this year. So, you know, they're in the conversation with some other teams, and there's no reason why a few tweaks, maybe get that 22 a few more shifts out there. But they're right there. All their key components are there, with the exception of one or two guys, and they just got to fill those spots. And you know, there's no reason why they can't turn around. And I mean, when you look at it, those are great teams that Colorado just beat up pretty easily. I shouldn't say easily, but and we gave them maybe the biggest fight of them all.
Yeah. By the way, Jeff, I thought it was cool, and I want to know what you thought. You were 21, Logan gets 22. Did you like that?
Yeah, well, I was 22 everywhere else, right?
Okay.
So I was 22 in Quebec, I was 22 in Vancouver, so it wasn't a brand new number, let's call it. But it'll be interesting to see what happens with 21 this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And what, knowing my son, he's not going to wear one or wear 21. So we'll see what happens.
So he's a big boy.
Yeah, 6'6" and a half. Yeah, where'd that come from?
It's evolution, man. It's happening. It's unbelievable.
Don't say it. I wonder who the dad is.
I'll let you say that. Yeah. You just did. Brownie, it's always great to see you. You're one of my all-time favorites, and I appreciate it. And Michelle and I love having you on the show.
Thanks. Anytime.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Take care. That is the great Jeff Brown joining us on Carriker and Smallman on 101 ESPN.